Over the past 14 years, Robert B. Parker has written 15 novels about a Boston detective named Spencer. The character became so popular, he even inspired the television series Spencer for Hire. Parker's latest novel is called Crimson Joy. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
I've read all of Robert B. Parker's Spencer novels, and I think he's getting tired of his own private eye. Spencer still quotes poetry and works out at a gym when he isn't running his miles along the Charles, and eats a lot, although not as much as his girlfriend, the feminist psychologist Susan Silverman. But being so tough and so sensitive at the same time seems to have wearied Spencer into a self-consciousness that's unbecoming, maybe even a little unctuous. I know it must be hard on him to have to listen to Susan say things like, "We are able to love one another with the intensity that we do because we are able to be separate while we are at the same time one." But it's equally hard on me when Spencer says to Susan, "I won't let you be alone with him. We worked too hard. It cost too much to be who we are, to risk it for professional ethics or human compassion or your sense of self or all of them and world peace thrown in." The him Spencer doesn't want Susan to be alone with is one of her patients, a psychotic serial killer who seems to be killing his way up the economic and social scale, from hooker to waitress to exotic dancer to nightclub singer. All of the victims are black females on whose dead bodies the white killer, who may or may not be a cop, leaves a long-stemmed rose, because everybody in a Parker novel has to read romantic poetry, whether he wants to or not. When at last the killer is explained by his childhood and his extraordinary sexual fantasies, we are moved to a surprising pity, and so is Spencer, and this is Parker at his best. But it takes us a long time to get there, even in so short a novel, and the mechanics of the pursuit are perfunctory, as they were not, say, in Jonathan Kellerman's The Butcher's Theater, another novel about another serial killer, published a couple of months ago by Bantam. Partly this is because Kellerman evoked Jerusalem in a brilliant desert light, whereas Parker has so exhausted Boston that we might as well be in Dubuque. But Boston isn't the problem so much as Spencer is. From the beginning of the series, he was an unlikely graft of hunk and aesthete, of violence and daffodils. This gave the character some edge, as though he rubbed up energy and spin from his own internal contradictions. But Spencer generally relied in the crunch on his instincts. There was in his attitude toward the higher culture he was always quoting something smart-aleck, something Dennis the Menace, which was squarely in the tradition of the American private eye who learns more on the streets than he does in the library. Lately, however, those instincts have been numbed, and it isn't healthy. A real man, in the middle of a murder case, doesn't tell his endangered heroine, "You be Simone de Beauvoir, and I'll be Sartre, and we'll consider defining life by living." This isn't sticking to his crime-buster business. This is book chat. In a real world, the real Susan, full of scruples and sushi and warm Diet Coke, would be really and truly dead.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed Robert B. Parker's latest Spencer novel, Crimson Joy.